This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we introduced the book of Ezra. The way to success for the Jewish people who returned to Jerusalem from captivity was to be separated wholly unto their God. Sometimes we back ourselves into that kind of commitment. Let me explain. Read Ezra 8:21 through 23 and spread out the information you find before you. Ezra called a fast at the Ahava Canal. He and those who joined him were at the beginning of their journey back to Jerusalem. When the trip was first planned, King Artaxerxes offered to send soldiers with them for protection. Ezra turned down this offer, saying, "The gracious hand of our God is on everyone who looks to him." This was a testimony of anticipated protection by God. Now they were facing the territory where robbers frequently ambushed travelers. Ezra was ashamed to go back to the king and ask for soldiers, but he was afraid of the potential dangers that now faced them. So he called on all his fellow travelers to fast and pray fervently for God's protection. He then organized the people to proceed. The Bible declares that God answered their prayer. They arrived safely. Now that we've spread out this information, let's structure it into an outline. I came up with three basic points: his testimony, his test, and his triumph. In our next visit, we'll amplify the outline as well as summarize the information into some applications. I trust you'll join us, and in preparation, read over and reflect on Ezra 8:21 through 23 again. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.